Hello, 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 beautiful people. This is Miss B, the goddess of empathy. The name is for you, but the title is for me. You can just call me Miss B. I want to say thank you for joining me today. And today we are going to discuss, or I'm going to discuss, and you're joining with me, the empathy of Dave Chappelle as shown through his Netflix special, Closer. So, let's see. So I'm going to give some examples from the Netflix special that shows Dave Chappelle's empathy. So spoiler alert, I'm going to be revealing a lot of things that he said in the Dave Chappelle in the Netflix special. So if you did not see it, I highly suggest you do because I'm going to be giving away a lot of the points. However, so Dave Chappelle has been getting a lot of mixed reviews on his new Netflix special. From what I understand, people either love it or they really hate it. And I just saw an excerpt yesterday. There's a Black community. I'm not sure the name of the community within the Black community who actually wants the Netflix special to be taken down because of some of the things that are said in the special. So he touches on a lot of things. He touches on Black feminism. He even talks about Sojourner Truth. And it's a very informative, educational entertainment. It's entertainment and you're being educated at the same time as comedy does. So he addressed a lot of things and a lot of things regarding the LGBTQ community. Because he had a dance with them. I don't want to say a love-hate relationship, but he takes you through the process of the relationship between him and the LGBT community. And that's basically what this Netflix special is about. So he starts off talking about he actually got into a physical fight with a trans woman. And he makes jokes throughout it, but he basically said at the time, he didn't know that it was a trans woman, but, well, you know, he had to defend himself once the person kind of swung on him. So I don't condone violence. Violence is not funny. However, Dave Chappelle made the story funny. But then, so that starts the beginning of the conversation about his relationship with the LGBTQ community. So he goes on to say, and this is a quote that Dave Chappelle gave. He says, "I am not indifferent to people's suffering because I know it is hard for everybody." So again, he talked about that, the fight that he had and the backlash that he was getting from the LGBT community. And he says he acknowledges the struggles of everyone. So that's one empathetic statement that Dave Chappelle made during his comedy special. So he goes on to basically say how he's dragged in the press and in the community throughout the social media community. And he understands that he has a very strong opinion about he called it the gender expression conversation or something. He alluded to that. He's very interested in that. And he's very stern and strict on his views, but he also noted that just because he has these views doesn't mean that he doesn't understand the views of others. So he says, "My way of thinking does not mean another point of view does not exist." So he elaborates on how sometimes people just kind of take a little piece of information and they kind of run off with it and they create their own narrative. But he made sure to explain that just because he has this experience doesn't, or this opinion or experience doesn't mean that other people's experience or opinions don't exist to him. So that's a second empathetic statement made by the Dave Chappelle. So after, you know, he goes into an article that was published in one of, I'm not sure if it was a paper magazine or a virtual magazine or article, a news article. And the person wrote this, wrote the story on Dave Chappelle and his views on the LGBT community. And that article flew through the community, flew through social media throughout the United States and the world. And a lot of people who read that article, or when they would see him in public, they would mention that article. And he mentioned that, you know, even though he's a comedian and, you know, he it hurt his feelings because there was a piece in the article that read that he's punching down on the LGBT community. So he said he hurt that hurt his feelings because he's not punching down on anyone. So now when people would confront him, fans or opposing fans or people who knew his opinion, they'd always refer to that as punching down on anyone. So no one wants to be referred to as violent, especially as a Black man in America. No one, no, that's the almost crazy is, you know, violent, crazy, punching down, you know, words are very, very powerful. So he mentioned how that, you know, that hurt his feelings, you know. So he goes on to tell the story about his friend, a new friend he met named Daphne, that he met Daphne. Her name is Daphne Dorman. He met Daphne Dorman at a bar. However, coincidentally, he first met Daphne's mother at a bar a few weeks earlier. So he meets this woman at a bar, and he sees her by herself. It's near the holidays. And then later, a few weeks later, he goes to another bar, and he happens to meet the daughter of the person that he met at the first bar, who is Daphne. So we know that storytelling, comedy is basically just storytelling. So he takes us to the story, how he met Daphne, and Daphne is a transgender woman. So Daphne, he meets Daphne at this bar, and they have this conversation, and she talks about how she is his biggest fan. You know, she always comes to his shows and she wants to be a comedian, and she comes to see him and learn from him every chance that she gets. And so she's always learning from him. Even, you know, when he would make his trans jokes, she would laugh. So he builds this relationship with Daphne, friendship, and he actually offered Daphne to come and do his opening act when he's in San Francisco, California. So that is a third empathetic act of Dave Chappelle. He offered a new comedian. He put himself in her shoes and, you know, offered her to open for him. Now, what he didn't know, because Daphne was an aspiring comedian, what he didn't know was Daphne was very new and only did about 8 stand-up acts. So she was very new. And however, she had 45 minutes to open for him. And she absolutely bombed. She bombed the whole 45 minutes. Dave Chappelle said by the time he came on stage, he was like ice cold water to a mouthful of salt to the audience. You know, Dave Chappelle is very, very poetic in his words. So, you know, so after he comes on stage, you know, Daphne bombs, and then Dave comes on stage, and Dave Chappelle talks about how he would think someone who did so terribly would, like, go in the back and hide and don't come back, and he said he knows of some comedians who might have done that, who would have done that, who left, but instead, Daphne continued to be a student. She sat right in front like she would before, and basically, she's being a student, and, you know, still listening to the show, listening into the show. So you know, at a comedy show, there's drinks, there's food. So Daphne's feeling a little bit tipsy. And she's, you know, somewhat, I don't want to say heckling, but she's having a conversation with Dave. And at the same time, it's entertaining the crowd. So Dave said he didn't mind. You know, he's a master showman, so he knows how to kind of work the crowd and work the energy of the crowd. So, you know, they go back and forth. So he's going back and forth with Daphne during his routine, and he's asking her a lot of gender-specific and trans community questions. And at the same time, he's doing a show, he's entertaining. So he said it went from a show to a conversation between a Black man and a transgendered white woman. And so, you know, someone in the back of the room or the back of the audience yelled and was heckling Daphne, and then Daphne came back and responded to the heckler with something really funny. So by then she had redeemed herself. So she redeemed herself and, you know, got the people laughing, and people wasn't feeling bad anymore. Dave didn't feel as bad for her so when she bombed. So as they're going back and forth and they're doing this banter, Dave is asking questions and Daphne's answering, and he's trying to get the gist of what she's saying. He's not really getting it, and he says to her, I just don't get it. I just don't understand. You know, he says that to Daphne, and Daphne emphatically says, I don't need you to understand me. I just need you to see that I'm having a human experience. So at that point, a light bulb went off, aha moment, whatever you want to call it. That's what opened Dave's eyes to see that. She said, I want you to believe I'm having a human experience. And Dave got it. He said, I believe it, bitch. So he believed that she had this human experience. He said, I believe you because it takes one to know one. So he is a human. So again, and he's had human experiences, as you can say. And he mentioned the human experience of giving up the $50 million for his show. So he understood. So that's maybe, I'm losing count, maybe the fourth empathetic act done by Dave Chappelle. So then, you know, by this time, you know, Dave's telling the story to the through the lens of the show. And again, Dave and Daphne, they build this friendship, this camaraderie. So the show's over. And so at the, you know, the show's over. However, it's the social media and things that's going on in the press, it doesn't stop. And they're still kind of pounding down on Dave. And I think he talks about it was when he did his Sticks and Stones Netflix special. So they're going in on Dave through Twitter and other social media and other media aspects. And Daphne defends Dave through social media, through Twitter. And, you know, she's having this dance, this back and forth with Twitter. Because Twitter, I never been into the shade room on social media, but that's kind of what it reminded me of when he was describing how Daphne and the people of Twitter were kind of going back and forth. And Dave Chappelle talks about how it's very brave to go against your own tribe. So Daphne went against her tribe and standing up for Dave through social media. However, you know, Daphne was able to hold her own with the people because Daphne, although she bombed on stage, she is funny. She just hasn't, you know, crafted the on-stage presence, but definitely with the Twitter, she was handling people back and forth through social media, defending Dave. So this is what Daphne said about Dave Chappelle, and Dave Chappelle paraphrased it, and now I'm paraphrasing Dave Chappelle. This is what Daphne said about Dave Chappelle. Punching down on someone requires you to think less of them. I know him. He doesn't punch up. He doesn't punch down. He punches lines, and he is the master of his craft. So that's what she had to say about Dave Chappelle. So I'm probably losing count, but that might be the fifth empathetic statement or act by Dave Chappelle, because Daphne noticed his empathy. Daphne felt his empathy that he had for her, and so Daphne protected him through social media. So again, Daphne is social media, they're going at it. And however, on the sixth day of the Twitter war, I guess you could say is what they call it, Daphne killed herself. And again, I'm going to reiterate some of the empathetic acts by Dave Chappelle. First one, he said, I know it's hard to be everybody. That's the first one, just to reiterate. The second one, his way of thinking does not mean that he doesn't see other people's way of thinking, that his way is the only way. That's the second one. The third one is allowing a new up-and-coming aspiring comedian to open for him. What an opportunity to learn. What a great opportunity to learn. And also the fourth empathetic statement, when she was saying, when Daphne was talking to Dave and telling him, I need you to understand I'm having an human experience. In true Dave Chappelle fashion, he said, I believe you, bitch. He stepped into her. So he believed her. And he, again, the fifth one was Daphne recognizing Dave Chappelle's empathy. And so Dave Chappelle started a trust fund for Daphne's daughter. And the scene pretty much ends like that. So it's very, very funny. It's funny when you're learning and you don't kind of know that you're learning. So this is what Dave Chappelle left with. He said, empathy is not gay. Empathy is not black. Empathy is bisexual. It goes both ways. So he went on to say that he is no longer going to take any jokes or make any jokes about the LGBT community. And he says he's not going to do that until he is sure that they are laughing together. So I want to give my opinion. I'm going to give a short opinion. That's how we learn, through conversation, and it impedes upon the art when you're censored. So it's like he censored himself. So you guys comment about that. Comment what you think about what I just said. So ladies and gentlemen, I gave you about 6 points that gave you the empathy of Dave Chappelle through his Netflix special Closer. It is streaming now on Netflix. I highly recommend you go see it and watch it. If you watch this entire video, that means you like my vibe. If you like my vibe, please like, comment, share, or subscribe. My name is Miss B. I am the goddess of empathy. The name is for you, but the title is for me. You can just call me Miss B. I'm the CEO of Empathy Empowers, where I promote, or where we promote, empathetic acts throughout the world. Peace and blessings. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. God bless y'all. Peace, peace.